You look at the first goal that we've gone and conceded, it's a blatant handball. The fourth official is trying to tell the referee four times it's handball, 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 and he doesn't react to it. They go on, but you know, you've got to have a desire to close the man down who's going to have a shot. You don't want a dangly leg, a deflection goes past Paolo. 1-0 is still in the game. We had a couple of opportunities in the second half. You know, we have had good opportunities. Ricky Lambert goes and hits the crossbar. Adam Lallana's got in. The goalkeeper's made a couple of saves. The goal, though, is shocking. You know, we've got the ball. We've talked about they're very good on the counter-attack. They get the ball. The first thought is to look forward. I mean, we've got two centre-halves against one on the halfway line after us giving the ball away in the attacking third. You know, too easily gets the ball into the channel. We allow him to get the ball onto his right foot to cross it. And again, the lad's gone and scored. We're actually marking him. We've got him a 10-yard in front of him. He's gone past us and put the ball on the back of the net. So it was a shocking goal from our point of view. And we come away on the wrong side of a defeat again.
I guess you wishing now after 10 games and everyone talking about the goals conceded, the same as Barnsley, 28 after 10, that you're going to look back at the summer and wish you'd plugged more holes then.
Well, we can look back. What we've got to do is look forward. What we've got is the group of players that we've got now, and we've got to work hard on the training round consistently. We've got to make them believe in themselves. We've got to keep a solid unit about ourselves, and we've got to keep together, because again, you can see it's quite easy to knock people's confidence and it goes down and down. What we've got to do is face the facts that we're conceding. We have conceded too many poor goals, and what we've got to do is try and get a stability about ourselves with a consistent defence that goes out and works very hard on the training ground. This week's been a really good week's training, and again yesterday the lads looked sharp, up for it. There was a confidence that we were going to come here and get a victory, but we haven't done.
Well, you had a share of the game, as we said, and actually when you need things to go your way, it's always the way that they don't. And Ricky Lambert's half volley, he placed that beautifully, and an inch under the crossbar, a different game in the second half, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what happens. That's life. That's what it is, and you just got to keep grinding away at it. Staying in the game, grinding away, and if you keep working hard enough, it'll eventually turn.
There will be supporters who will have seen you walk across the pitch to applaud them, who will take that as one of those manager moments where the manager might think, I'm out of luck, I might be moving on, I'm going to thank the fans for all their efforts. Or was that just a post-match general thing?
You think you've watched me every game, home and away, especially away from home. I always go over because the supporters have been magnificent to me. They pay hard-earned cash. The noise they made again, they get behind the team. That's what supporters do. They get behind the team, even more so when things are going against them. And again, I do it after every game. I go and applaud them, and they were yet again outstanding. So thank you very much.
Can I just ask you? Can we put the thing to bed about your job? Because there's all the pressure building. There's all the bookmakers shortening the odds as the weeks go on. It's no fun for you. It's no fun for the fans or the club. Nobody wants uncertainty. Everybody wants stability. But can you survive this with 4 points after 10 games?
Well, that's a good question. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm determined to be a success at Southampton Football Club. I'm determined to lead from the front, stand up and answer all the questions. On the training ground, we'll keep working hard. A desire to put a team out that's going to give our supporters a winning team, because that's what we've got to do. I want us to play football, but we've got to win. And that's my desire. I've got a hunger. I've got a positivity about myself. I think you'll always see that. I ain't going to shy away from anything. Yeah, it's not nice. We're bottom of the league. But I'm determined, and I'll do whatever I can for Southampton Football Club to turn it into a success.
How confident are you? You can turn it round quick enough with a lot of what people would see as winnable games coming up over the next 6 weeks. Turn it round quick enough to keep your job and to get the club out of trouble.
Well, as you just said, there's some games. We've now just played 10 games. 8 of the opposition have been in the top 10. So they're always... Listen, I think every game, it doesn't matter who you play, is going to be a challenging game in the Premier League. But what we've got to do is... This is the reality. This is where we are. Club has to make a decision what they want to go and do. I want to be the manager.
Well, have they got to make a decision?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I want to be the manager. I'm putting myself forward. I'm going to keep doing everything I can for Southampton Football Club. So again, it's speculation that all the media will bring. I'm not bringing it, but I'll come and answer the questions honestly. I want to be the manager. I've got a hunger. I've got a desire. I've got a, you know, I want to be so successful for Southampton. Again, you look at the way the supporters are.
They got behind you tonight and made their voice heard.
They have been behind me all the way through, and I thank them for that. And again, we work very hard on the training. Everything we do is a desire to put a smile on the supporters' faces, to win games of football. And that's what, as long as I'm employed at the football club, that's what my endeavour will be.
Just finally, you've earned that chance, haven't you, given what you've done for the club in the last couple of years? I mean, you